Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for meditation this morning comes from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 10th chapter that you heard read earlier. What is it that you fear? And I'm not talking about phobia-type fears, like being afraid of creepy crawlers or clowns. What is it that gives you anxiety and dread and keeps you awake at night? Is it failure, rejection, uncertainty? Perhaps you fear that something bad might happen to you or to a loved one, and you might be hurt or even killed. Three times in our gospel text this morning, Jesus commands you, have no fear. Right now in our nation, there are many people who are afraid, for we are living in a darkened and frightening time. It seems that if any of your past sins are made public, anything you said or did, regardless of how long ago in the past it was, if they become public and they are now deemed objectionable and offensive, you will be publicly shamed. You will be considered a most vile and detestable human being, even if you are a 100 or 200-year-old statue. Now, to be sure, each one of us is sinful, and we need to repent of our sins. We can all do a better job, especially when it comes to loving our neighbor. But in this culture, even if you have already repented before God and received his holy absolution, even if you've turned from all of your evil ways, if that were even possible, our current cancel culture will call you out. They'll call you out to repent repeatedly to the almighty false gods of diversity and inclusiveness. You will be canceled. Your business will be boycotted, your property vandalized and demolished, and your life threatened. Even your closest family members will turn on you and abandon you. You see, the cancel culture demands that you celebrate its sin and that you beg for its forgiveness, yet they will never grant you absolution. What's happening in our nation should not be a surprise because you have been warned. Jesus says, brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. You see, the threats and fear of living as Christians in a faithless and evil world are nothing new. God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but desires they turn from their sin and live. So in the Old Testament days, God would send his prophets out to call his people to repentance, to his word and new life. Many of God's prophets were beaten, and they were killed for speaking on God's behalf. One of those prophets was named Jeremiah. God promised Jeremiah that he would give him the words to speak. He would provide him protection and deliverance, especially when the people would oppose him. And oh boy, did they ever oppose him. The people of God had forsaken the Lord. So Jeremiah went out among them by God's command. He went out with a message to proclaim to the people, if they didn't turn around and repent and follow God, God is going to destroy them and their nation. He continually preaches. The people continually sin. He continually calls them to repentance. They continually call him out of their midst because they want to chase sin and false gods. And when they couldn't get rid of him, they even beat Jeremiah. They put him in stocks. And after being released from the stocks, the beaten Jeremiah, lamenting of the difficult load that our Lord had put on his shoulders, he still trusts in the Lord. He said, "The Lord is with me as a dread warrior. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble. They will not overcome me. For to you I have committed my cause." As Christians living in a faithless and fallen generation, being a person of faith is not easy. Just like in the days of the prophets, it can be downright dangerous and painful, in some places even unto death. Because Jesus is clear, there will be persecution. People will turn on their own family members, turn them over to death, just because of their confession of faith. And it's happened time and time again, all throughout the centuries. One of the early church fathers said, "The blood of the martyrs is the seed of Christians." And while we don't see it personally, it's still going on in many places around the world today. Persecution and martyrdom goes on today, especially in Muslim countries. Christians are being murdered for their faith in Christ Jesus. Your very own brothers and sisters in Christ, having their lives taken, their families destroyed, persecuted and imprisoned, and put to death. But it's easy to sit in the comfort of the United States and say, well, at least it's not going on here. But just because Christians are not being massacred in the streets doesn't mean they're not being persecuted. Jesus has warned you. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher and the servant like his master. You see, these words apply to you and me because whoever believes that Jesus is their Savior, Jesus is their teacher. And Jesus, the teacher, faced persecution, so you also, his disciple, will face persecution. Just as our master, Jesus, faced mistreatment, so you also, his servant, will face mistreatment. And if they call Christ Jesus Beelzebul, who happens to be the ruler of the demons, so it is said, how much more will they malign and condemn you? Americans have become bold and brazen for their disdain for Christianity. We see it in education and entertainment. We see it on the news. They call us Christians foolish to believe in creation. There cannot be a God. It's evolution, they tell you. You have to buy into their thought. They say that Christians are on the wrong side of history. They look at you and call you a prude. They call you intolerant. They call you homophobic and transphobic when it comes to gender and sexual issues. They say it's hateful and unloving to be against abortion. They call you narrow-minded to claim that salvation only comes through the name of Jesus. But you and I have been warned. You will be hated for the sake of Jesus' name. But dear Christian, have no fear. God has armed you with weapons to fight off the fiery darts of the devil and the unbelieving world. God has armed you with the weapons of his name and his promises. In holy baptism, God placed his name upon you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Scripture testifies that baptism saves you. You were made holy through the washing and regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on you richly through Christ Jesus, our Savior. It was in baptismal waters where you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in that name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. You see, with God marking you as his own in holy baptism, he made you his child. You have been made his heir. an heir of eternal life through faith in Jesus. And that is God's promise to you. Because you are his child and his heir, you are a member of the priesthood of all believers, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. And as a member of this holy priesthood, God has called you and all Christians to confess the truth of Christ's word. You have been called to be salt of the earth and a light to the world. And it's a mission that is going to be difficult. You will face persecution. Many of those sent out will be intimidated by those who slander and condemn Christianity. Many people will be threatened, and there will be those who will be so afraid of the threats to the body, they will turn their backs on the truth. They will give approval to those unrighteous and sinful things going on and even participate in them themselves. They'll fall from faith by being deceived by the lies of the devil and of the sinful world. Dear Christian, do not fear. You have our Lord's promise that everyone who looks upon the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and he will raise you up on the last day. You see, in Jesus' death and resurrection, he has set you free from slavery to sin, and he's made you a slave to righteousness. He has freed you to proclaim his word and be salt to the earth and a light into the darkened world. So pray that God would strengthen you, that the world would not bully you into its sinful submission, because you're a Christian. You don't have to live that way any longer, for you have been regenerated. As Paul tells us, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. Paul continues to say, thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committing, and having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. Now I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawless leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. You no longer have to live that way. You have been set free from sin and all of its condemnation. And what is that condemnation of sin? The fruit of our sin? Well, Paul tells us, the wages of sin is death. But for you, dear Christian, do not fear. For the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Do not fear, for you have been given our Lord's name, and you have received the promise of his free gift of eternal life. Yes, it is true, you and I live in the world, but we're not of the world. Jesus has warned you. You will be hated for all for his name's sake. It's kind of a package deal. The hatred, the baptism, God's name, salvation, all given you. And that's exactly why our Lord can say, have no fear. Because if there's anyone we should fear, it should be our Heavenly Father. Because these people in the world who hurl assaults at you, well, they can only hurt you temporarily. Jesus says, do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both body and soul in hell. You see, dear Christian, God does not take pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that they would turn from their sin and live. And because of this, God shows his love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. The sinful world and the cancel culture still wants you to celebrate its sinfulness. They want you to get on your knees and beg for their forgiveness, yet they will never give you absolution. On the other hand, Christ Jesus has come for you, he has bled for you, and he has died for you. And he hears your cries of mercy, for mercy. He hears your cries of repentance, and he takes those sins and throws them as far away as the east is from the west. And besides, what is the worst thing that the world can do for you? You know, Martin Luther famously rejoices in song when he sings about the worst the world can do. He sings, "And take they our life, goods, fame, child, and wife. Though all these be gone, our victory has been won. The kingdom ours remaineth. On Calvary's cross, your victory has been won in Christ Jesus." Now, to be sure, living in this fallen world, there are times when you will be afraid. It's part of our sinful nature. We cannot trust in God as we ought. Fear will be a real thing. And that's why God has armed you with his weapons, his word, and his Holy Spirit. So, fellow believer, when you are overcome by fear, sing those words of Luther. Sing the words of the psalmist that we heard in our intro earlier this morning. The psalmist writes, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust. I shall not be afraid, for what can flesh do to me? In God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise, in God I trust. I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me?" Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.